Another night of bombing of Beirut by Israel. Close to the international airport, people in another 20 towns and villages in southern Lebanon ordered to leave. According to Lebanon's public health ministry, 37 people have been killed by Israeli ground and airstrikes in the last 24 hours, and that 1,300 people have been killed in 2 weeks of Israeli attacks in the country. Israel's army said it had killed Hezbollah fighters near the border. RTE's Fran McNulty is in Beirut this morning. Fran, what's the latest where you are?
Well, Gavin, where I'm standing, I'm looking across a stretch of water at Beirut Airport, which is Lebanon's only airport. Yet another chartered plane is landing as we speak. But to the left of the runway, there remains a massive cloud of white smoke. And that was the location of this huge airstrike last night. An airstrike, initially we were told, which was suspected had hit some kind of an arms depot that Hezbollah had there. We know it is a Hezbollah stronghold, and emerging overnight news that actually the man who is set to succeed Hassan Nasrallah was killed in that strike. This person is actually a cousin. Hashem Fahedin is a cousin of Nasrallah. He was widely anticipated to be his successor. So the timing of this is significant. There's the possibility of some kind of symbolic funeral today for Nasrallah. So, and the next leader of Hezbollah is then taken out. So is this a further blow? Does it damage their confidence? Or does Hezbollah see this as something which will galvanize their determination to continue this fight with Israel? It's at such a crucial time and such a sensitive time.
Those bombs that are hitting the city, where else are they hitting, Fran?
They're hitting, apart from the city and the suburbs around it, right across South Lebanon. Within the past 25 minutes, we heard three massive explosions, which were clearly coming, traveling quite a distance away. And then you could hear the fighter jets retreat and reposition. And that has been going on 24/7, 365 through the night, Gavin. 24/7, should I say, for the past week or so. And through the night, we could hear bombs landing outside of Beirut in particular areas, and reports coming in of various buildings, Red Cross civil defence convoys being hit. It really is quite widespread, but very intense in the south.
Yes, those other locations, including the south, also under fire, including north of the river, which had been regarded as a red line.
Yeah, I mean, it is very clear. We're pushing way beyond the UN-imposed buffer zone that is there. Israel is warning people well beyond that, that they need to evacuate. Their plan looks like they're going to push further north to create their own buffer zone, as they might say. The Israeli claim is that what they're doing is taking out launch spots for rockets, because a barrage of rockets has been fired towards North Israel over the past couple of days. One other operation that happened overnight as well, the main border crossing between Beirut and Damascus, the road into Syria at Masna, was hit last night. Hundreds or tens upon tens of thousands of people have crossed that border crossing to get out of Lebanon in the past couple of days. And what Israel is saying is it's being used to bring in weapons, so they had to take it out.
So many people in Lebanon who make up the population had already fled from other parts of the Middle East. People now being told to evacuate their towns and villages in southern Lebanon. For those who are trying to get out of the country, can they?
It's really difficult, Gavin. There's one airline landing and taking off consistently. The other thing that's happening is, even this morning, in the past 15 minutes, I have seen three planes that are not commercial aircraft, one military, one large chartered plane and one private jet land. And we know that in the early hours of this morning, there are reports that the Iranian foreign minister landed in Beirut. There was a plane with an Iranian flag seen landing at the airport. It's thought that he has come into town to express sympathy for the death of Hassan Nasrallah, and then also speculation that this symbolic funeral that could take place, that he will be here for that. A significant development in Iran is that the supreme leader there is expected to give Friday prayers today and a sermon for his first time to speak in 5 years. So it's a way of marking the death of the Hezbollah leader, but not in a physical sense, because that could be a target for Israel.
So will there be a big funeral for Hassan Nasrallah?
We don't know. It's being described as symbolic, Gavin, and I assume that means that they are not all going together in one place for very obvious reasons in the midst of quite a heated war. But the fact that the Iranian foreign minister has landed into Beirut, a city under attack, is significant. You know, the skies over our heads at the moment are filled with Israeli drones that are monitoring what's happening on the ground. He's flipping Iran, a very firm supporter of Hezbollah and of Lebanon. And so this is a significant gesture that he would land in here at this time on a day when we expect that some kind of symbolic funeral may happen.
Fran, thank you. That's RTE's Fran McNulty in Beirut. 18 minutes past 8.